back in 1990, Warrant put out a video for Cherry Pie, which featured a very attractive female. And her name is Bobby Brown. Now, Bobby Brown ended up going on to have a relationship with Janie Lane. And, I mean, Janie passed in 2011. And now, 2 years after that, a book has come out from Bobby Brown called Dirty Rocker Boys, where she talks about that marriage, talks about the divorce, and talks about all these other Hollywood types that she was involved with. There's some interesting stuff here, and she joins us right now. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's Michael. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Hi, Michael.
So your book comes out this week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow, I guess. Yeah, tomorrow.
The book is called Dirty Rocker Boys, Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip. What made you decide to put this all together and put out a book?
I was mentioned in like 13 or 14 rock memoirs for years ago, and I just thought, you know, it's kind of one-sided. I felt like it needed a woman's perspective, and I would do it more honestly and more self-deprecating. And I just decided to do my retort, and here it is.
People, of course, best know you from the Cherry Pie video for Warrant. And when that all came to be, did you have a prior relationship with the band? Did you know them, or were you just kind of cast in the video?
Yeah, I was cast in the video. I had no idea what their music was or anything. And I remember being on the set of the Cherry Pie video and somebody was talking about heaven. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys sing that song? They were like, oh, wow, okay. But yeah, I didn't know who they were.
So, but then you ended up going on and having a relationship with Janie Lane for a while.
I did, yeah. I was married to him and we have a daughter and we were married for 3 years.
Now, did you stay in touch with him, you know, up until the end? He passed in 2011. Were you still?
Yes, he and I were still very good friends. He even asked to move in with me a month before he died. Yes, he and I were still, we were still close. I mean, we had our ups and downs because obviously he had, a problem with alcohol addiction and, but yes, he and I did remain in each other's lives until the end.
I'm sure there's some people that will say, you know, this is interesting timing that you would put out a book like this after he passed. What would you say to that?
Well, I've been in the process of doing this book for about 4 years. So, it was an unfortunate coincidence that he passed and it kind of came out after, but, you know, I would do anything to have that not be, you know, it has nothing to do with me wanting to write this book. I mean, he even supported the idea. So,
We're talking to Bobby Brown right now. You know her from the Cherry Pie video and she has a book out this week, Dirty Rocker Boys, Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip. I'm looking at some of the notes here from the book. It says you talked about hooking up with everyone in Hollywood from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that whole everyone part's kind of shocking. That's a lot of people.
Well, here,
I'm like, wow.
Here are the names that are in front of me. Leonardo DiCaprio, Dave Navarro, Kevin Costner, Mark McGrath.
Okay, let me stop you there.
Okay.
These are not complete hookups. These are attempted hookups. Some went all the way to fruition. Most did not because I was a one-man freak show at the time. And usually ended up bad.
So when you say attempted hookups, you were like out at a bar on the Sunset Strip and these guys tried to bang you. Is that what, essentially?
Well, it was sometimes, and or I was set up on a blind date, you know, with Rod Stewart from his daughter, or just different random scenarios of how those came to be. But yeah, definitely was intended hookups or dates or whatever, and I just, you know, scared the living daylights out of everyone.
So of those names that I just mentioned, did any of them get to climb the mountain of Bobby Brown, I guess?
Let's see. Out of the ones you mentioned so far, the one that got the farthest was probably Leonardo.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're going to let a guy get the farthest, it should be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, no, at the time he wasn't, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. He was 19. He was just up and coming, so.
Oh, wow. And how old were you at the time?
I was an old lady being a pedophile.
I don't think that's true. I wouldn't just toss that word around.
Pretty creepy. I was much older.
Okay.
Yeah, I was older. Much older. I see a picture of us from that time, and it's horrifying that he looks like he's five, and I look like a, you know, it's kind of creepy.
So at what point in his career was he when that all happened?
He had just done Basketball Diaries.
Oh, okay. So he was coming off the growing pains kind of DiCaprio and going into the...
Yes. Yes, yes.
Good for you, I guess.
I don't know. Hey.
It's a weird thing to congratulate you on, but the book, it's what the book is, right? A Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip.
It's just the beginning of a downward spiral that I went through after heartbreak and kind of flipping the script on, you know, guy-girl scenarios and, you know, from a woman's perspective. But the stories are pretty funny. And it's not funny, horror-stricken, and you'll probably leave it going, wow, stop it. Hold on, my dog is freaking out. Stop it. Okay.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a deer chihuahua, and she will dig under my behind with her both of her paws to get my attention.
I guess that's what her and Leonardo DiCaprio have in common, huh?
Totally. except for my dog doesn't sing Waterfalls by TLC.
All right, let's see. Also in here in the book, this Dirty Rocker Boys, Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip. You talked about your marriage to Janie Lane. Your personal and professional rivalry with Pam Anderson, I guess that has to do with you were with Tommy Lee for a little while.
Yeah, so I was engaged to Tommy, yeah.
Then the next thing here, it says your serious addiction to crystal meth. With that, I imagine that's something that you're past now at this point.
Yes.
Okay, well, congrats. Can you watch a show like Breaking Bad, or does that bring back too many memories?
I can watch it. Yeah, I actually did watch it. It gives me a little anxiety because of the pace of the show, kind of. You know, it's so, like, on the edge of your seat, kind of like, oh, my God. But, I mean, it's I can definitely watch it, but it did give me a little bit of anxiety, I have to admit.
Well, I didn't do crystal meth, and it gives me anxiety, so I can only imagine.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah, imagine that times 10.
Well, look, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Is there a lot of, you know, when you name all these names with all these guys, do you go into... Because you told me some of them are just potential hookups. Do you name names of who...
Yeah.
Who went where and who did what?
Well, you have to read the book, but I will say there's a lot of attempted hookups or what have you, and each story ends really, really funny. Like, you'll be in shock and quite detailed, and you'll gasp and think it's funny or, you know, be horrified that I even said that. Or it's a good read, and it's it is a tell-all, and it does have a happy ending. So, you know, it's going to be good. You'll end the book going, wow. So I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, crystal meth of DiCaprio. I don't know what more you want out of a book. Sounds good to me.
Right? What a breakfast.
Put that one on the inside flap.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
Leo's just like the first two pages, so you have a whole book more of great stories.
Well, I will check it out. It's called Dirty Rocker Boys, Love and Lust on the Sunset Strip. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.